Let's go.
Zohar Lam Kerech Yudalef Amud 201 Parashat Emor Ma'amar Rosh Hashanah.
Zohar for all, the article of Rosh Hashanah, item 206. It is a mitzvah to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, which is judgment day for the world. As it's written, blow in the horn on our day of festival, the day of the Levana. The Malchut covers up in it, and the world is in judgment. Since he who slanders, he covers, and he blocks the opening for the king, Zeranpin, and the moon is a place where the judgment dwells, to prosecute judgment for the world. And how can the slanderer cover the light of Malchut and demand judgment? Of course, the Creator put in the hand of the slanderer to demand judgment for the entire world, that he gave him a known day that he shall demand all of the dinim in the world, because the Creator made him so and put him in front of him in order for the fear of the Creator will rise and will dwell upon everything. As it's written, and the God made one's fear from him, that he made the slanderer and corrected him in front of him, that there shall be a sharp sword upon the entire world. And all of this, so that all will fear the Creator. And this is
the supervisor that prosecutes people's iniquities, and he demands judgment, and he captures people, and he kills them and strikes them. It is all as though it comes out from the courthouse. 208, it's like the appointee of the lower court who was given permission to remind the courthouse that someone did this, and someone transgressed there, and to demand judgment upon them. The appointee of the court was given permission to lock the opening to the courthouse until they will sentence all those that he prosecutes. And the courthouse has no permission to reject him because of what it says, "For I, the Lord, love judgment," that he wants the world to exist in judgment and to know that there is judgment and there is a judge. All of this applies to the lower court. 209. Seemingly, the Creator made it before him, that prosecutor who prosecutes the judgment before the king over all the people of the world. And on that day, he was given permission to cover the opening of the king, Zeranpin, and the moon, Malchut, is covered inside until judgment is decreed upon all the people of the world. And even though everything is revealed before the Creator, nevertheless, he wants it to be done only with judgment. 210. It is all in the same manner up above and down below. On that day, the Creator instills the throne of judgment, and the supervisor comes and prosecutes judgment over all the deeds of the people of the world, each one according to his ways and according to what he did. And witnesses come and testify upon all the deeds of the people of the world. And these witnesses are considered the eyes of the Lord that wander all over the world. And how much are these eyes of the Lord? They cannot be counted. They go and wander all over the world, and they see all the deeds of the people of the world. 211. Woe unto those who do not watch and do not look at their deeds, because with them stand those witnesses of the king, and they watch and see all that they do and say, and they rise and testify before the king. And the supervisor stands before the king and demands judgment. So-and-so transgressed the judgment, so-and-so did this, and these are their witnesses. And so long the Creator does not ask them, they have no permission to testify. And when he asks them, then they give their testimony. 212. And it is all written before the king in writing. In the king's house, there is one palace full of white fire that goes around in a circle with blazing sparks and it never stops. Inside this palace, there is another palace full of black fire that never stops. Two authors stand before the king always. At the time of judgment, all the witnesses testify before the king. Those authors or writers take from the circle of the white fire and they write upon it with black fire the judgment. 213. Then the king detains the judgment. Maybe in the meanwhile they will repent. If they repented, those writings are torn down. And if not, the king sits. And all those who defend them stand before him. The clarion stands and declares, so-and-so did this, who will defend him? If there is someone who defends him, it is good. And if not, he is given to the supervisor so that he can be punished. 214. The Creator knows all, so why does he need all of this? It is to show that everything is done by way of truth, that he is comfortable with one who is spared his judgment. How do we know that? That was given to the sages. And even those who do not know, anyone who wants to look can see what is revealed down below in this world and will know what is hidden up above. Because it is all in the same manner. Everything that the Creator did in the ways of the land, it is all the same as above.
We are lacking to be one. When we read the Zohar, the entire profit from this is being as one. Not to the extent we understand, or even to the extent we have the intention, but to the extent we want to be as one.
215. The day of Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment, and the king sits on the throne of judgment. The supervisor comes, covers the opening of the king, and demands judgment. And even though the Creator loves judgment, as it is written, "For I, the Lord, love judgment," the love for His sons defeats His love for judgment. And at the time that the supervisor comes to speak about them, the Creator commanded to blow the horn in order to evoke love from below upward. 216. A voice rises, included with fire, wind, and water, corresponding to Haggat, and a single voice is made out of them, and another voice awakens against it from above, the middle line. When that voice awakens from above and from below, then all of the accusations that the prosecutor brings up become confused, because the gar of the left, the source of the judgment, are diminished, and the rachamim, the mercy that comes out of the unification of the right and the left, become revealed. 217. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, Isaac comes out by himself. The left line rules without the right, Abraham. And without unification of the middle line, who are Abraham and Jacob, and he calls upon Esau, the Sitra Achra, to let him taste the dishes of the whole world according to their ways, to demand judgment upon all the deeds of all the people of the world. Because at that time it says, and his eyes could no longer see. Because what comes out of him is the one who darkens the faces of people, meaning the prosecutor is drawn from the left without a right, and he is separated from the right and left lines, and he lies upon the bed of judgment, and he calls Esau, who is the Sitra Achra and the prosecutor, and he says, "Hunt for me some hunting and make dishes for me from the bad deeds of people and bring them to me." 218. And Rebecca, Malchut, said to Jacob, her beloved son, who loved by her soul, who was given to her from the day that the world was created, and she commands him to awaken with those delicacies of his. And Jacob awakens from below, and he clothes in prayers and requests, and the voice is the voice of Jacob with the horn that he raises. And the upper Jacob, the middle line, awakens towards Isaac, and he comes near him, uniting him with Abraham, the right, as it says, and he served him and he ate, that they were included with each other, and the mochin shined, which is the matter of eating. And once he was in, once the middle line was included with him, and he brought him wine, which is the preserved wine, the illumination of Chochmah that shines from below up, which is corrected through the middle line. Wine, which is the joy of the heart, the next world. The illumination of Chochmah extended from Binah, called the next world. Then it says, and he smelled the smell of his clothes, meaning the prayers and requests that rise, and he blessed him so that the anger was pacified and the heart became joyful, and it is all mercy.
Try even more to be connected.
219. Since once he was included in Jacob, all of the forces and harsh judgments and the anger that were ready scattered and could not be found there. And Israel come out of the judgment with joy and blessings, as it says, as soon as Jacob came out from seeing his father Isaac on that day, with joy and upper blessings. And Esau, his brother, came from his hunting, loaded with all kinds of things of this world to prosecute upon. And he also made dishes, and he prepared his tongue to make claims, and he prepared a testimony, and he brought it to his father, and he told his father, "May my father rise, so that he will awaken in his judgment, and eat from whatever his son hunted, all of the bad deeds that were done all over the world, which I have found." 220. And Isaac became very fearful because he could not depart from the inclusion of Jacob, who is in joy. And he said, "Therefore, who is the one who is hunting with several prayers and requests? And I will eat from all of these before you come, and I will bless him. And he will be blessed." As soon as Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out a great and very bitter outcry, because he saw that his hunting was worth nothing, until he told him, "The place of your sinning will be the best in the land, which are the mighty and the many other peoples." And this was the most difficult for him. And Esau hated Jacob so as to follow him and always slander him. 221. And Jacob was walking in those days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, running away as to be saved from him. And he repented and he fasted until Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, came. Then Israel know that Esau was coming, with 400 people coming with him, all slandering, ready to prosecute them. Immediately, and Jacob became very afraid and was sorrow, and he gave many prayers and requests. And Jacob said, "The Lord of my father Abraham and the Lord of my father Isaac," until he found an advice, and he said, because he said, "I will atone him through the gifts that I will serve before me." And he took whatever he had as a gift to Esau, his brother, 200 and goats and 20 he-goats and 200 sheep and 20 deer and camels, and through this gift for the Sitra Achra, the prosecutor became an advocate. 222. Camels, this is the primordial serpent who was like a camel at the time that the angel Sam seduced man to eat from the tree of knowledge. He was riding a serpent that was like a camel. One who sees camel in his dream, death is decreed upon him from above, and he was saved from it. The camel and the serpent who brought death upon the world, it is one matter. 223. Then Esau once again became the protector of Jacob, but Jacob did not want either his honey or his sting. And he says, "May my Lord pass before his servant." Then it says, "And on that day Esau went back to his way through the prayer of Ne'ilah, of locking, because then he was separated from the holy nation, and the Creator pardoned their iniquities and atoned for them." Once the prosecutor left with the gift, and he separated from them, the Creator wishes to rejoice with his sons, as it says, "And Jacob traveled to Sukkotah, and he built a house for himself, and for his flock he made Sukkot. Therefore he named that place Sukkot." Once Israel sat in the Sukkot, they were saved from the persecutor, and the Creator rejoiced with his sons. Happy is their share in this world and in the next world.
Because they sat under the schach, the thatch, in order to invite the guests to the sukkah, and that's why they were saved from the judgment. Questions? There are none. Okay. In that case, oh, there's a question. Who? Yes.
During the reading of the Zohar, you said we lack being one. What is it like to be one?
Connection, being in connection. How? That? I don't know. That we need to constantly want to try. To want and to make an effort and to pray, and only for that we need to try and reach. To the extent that we will become this one, contract into one, we'll be worthy for the clothing of the Creator within us. Is that clear? Shamir, do you understand? Everything good? Okay, good. Yochai, everything good with you? That's already better. We need to try, like Dudi said before, how do we advance in these times? Right now that people aren't in the lesson because they're working on this day, so what can we do? So you need, even though everyone is equal and everything is equal, you still need to see yourselves as the main group, the largest group, the main group. Not that it doesn't need the others, God forbid. They're also connected to you. They're also equal to you. But in terms of management, you will always remain as the center. Both the administrative center and the center of connection, the logistical center, the center of our study, that's how it will remain. So you already need to start thinking about it now, when we're studying, when we're thinking of expanding to all directions, to external, to the external groups, to be as a single group. This is coming out of us, and it's good that they're participating in here, and they're doing it together with us, all the groups, and they're also connecting outside of us. That's very good. But nevertheless, you need to be as the center of information and innovation, initiative, everything. So what Dudi said is very good. That he asked, how will they advance if they're not together with us? Make sure they get everything, and try and find in what simple, small actions you will be able to convey all this material to them, and the inspiration, and the connection, and the strength. Yep, that's what you should try to do. And then they will understand that you are truly concerned and care for them. Okay? Who?
It was Niv's concern.
Ah, Niv's. Ah. What? No room for questions.
There's a question about that. If, let's say, now we heard this lesson and they didn't hear it, and we absorb, I mean, they don't have much time. Maybe they come back home and they don't have time, so...
You need to write a summary or certain excerpts that we focused on, and to recommend them to go over it.
Okay, so great. So we can send them some short excerpts.
But don't send to them. It needs to be concentrated and to everyone. You send to a few of your friends from the world clear, and it's not good at all. Better not to do anything. Better not to do anything than those kind of actions.
No, we'll do it in a concentrated manner. The question, if somebody would just hear a few such excerpts, maybe he'll settle for that and he won't hear the entire lesson. So it's still better?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's better.
I just wanted to say, next week we have Yom Kippur, so can we send them that lesson as a recommendation so that they can complete it?
Okay. Oh, we're not going to have... We're not going to have...
Yeah, no broadcast on Yom Kippur, yes.
Right. Okay, yeah, do it, do it. I'm not against any sharing. Okay? What questions do we have? No, there's no room for questions. We only have room for...
Leman beit Hashem Elokeinu, Arvat Shatov La.